Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So our buddy Dave Choate at the Falcoholic put together an article talking about how will the Falcons divvy up their touches at running back in 2018. And I'm going to talk a little bit about this with Randy tomorrow as well. Don't forget Randy McMichael and I filling in for Fricky and Hugh on the morning show 6 to 10 tomorrow is trying to give everybody on team have a day off, but Randy is working. So I believe he's the only – is he the only team have working tomorrow? I have to look and see. I don't – because the producers are all off too. I know Brian's producing us, but I think all the team havers except Randy will be off tomorrow. And I imagine the Sports Flash guys too. I imagine they'll be off as well. So everybody can kind of get a nice Memorial Day holiday off. So he writes in here talking about that despite playing one fewer game than Tevin Coleman, Devontae Freeman still outtouched his backfield mate 232 times to 205 times in 2017. Now, that includes your rushing attempts and your pass catches on there. But what's interesting is how close of a breakdown that was between those two running backs. I think we all agree that obviously Freeman is the bell cow back, if you will, that he's more of the feature back than what Coleman is, and they use Coleman a good bit. But in the other 2 years that Coleman has been an Atlanta Falcon, when you start to look at touches, 2016, Freeman played all 16 games. Coleman played 13 games. Freeman had 281 touches to 149 for Coleman. Freeman had 281 touches. Coleman had 149. The disparity was massive, obviously, in Tevin Coleman's rookie year. Now, he only played 12 games, but Freeman only played 15 himself. That breakdown was 338 touches to 89 for Tevin Coleman. So as you can see, obviously, the Falcons, as Coleman has gone along, have gotten more and more and more to where he's becoming a more integral part of what they do with their running back position. You know, I would tell you that if somehow that Coleman had about the same number of touches as Freeman, I don't think that's a bad thing for a couple of reasons. Number one is Tevin Coleman's not going to be here after next year. I highly doubt, and I can't imagine a scenario that the Falcons can break him off and pay him money to keep him here. Somebody's going to give Tevin Coleman RB1 money. Somebody's going to pay him that Michael Turner type of deal that we gave Michael Turner when he was backing up LaDainian Tomlinson. He doesn't have that tread on the tire. He's still got a lot of upside. He can run. He can catch. What I'm going to be very curious about for Tevin Coleman this year is, would they throw him out there on special teams for punt and kick returns? He did do it at Indiana. That experience in the punt and kick return game, would they consider doing that? I would have no problem for them using Coleman every bit as much as Freeman, not just because he's not going to be here after next year, but at the same time, you worry about Freeman's health. You worry about Devontae's health with the number of concussions that he's had. Maybe this is a chance that, yeah, I know he signed the big contract and he's supposed to be the feature guy, but maybe it wouldn't be such a bad idea to monitor how much he touches the football. Now, I will tell you that one of the things that I think this offense needs to do a better job of this coming season is get back to throwing to your running backs more. And we just talked about, yeah, we arguably have the greatest wide receiver core in the history of our franchise. But getting Freeman and Coleman out in space is something that, you know, a couple of years ago really makes a nightmare scenario for defenses. It's bad enough when you have to try to just key on Julio and Sanu, and now you've got Calvin Ridley in the mix, and certainly Hooper. You know, I mean, you talk about a guy who has the ability to benefit more in an offense. Think about Austin Hooper from the standpoint of how many guys in the NFL have the opportunity to benefit more from an offense than what the Falcons do with Hooper, because he's, you know, a fifth, sixth option on this team. Like, he's a guy that if you look at two of his biggest plays ever, were complete busted coverage, blown coverage plays. In his rookie year, the play against Carolina and the play against Oakland, where he's wide open by 50 yards. Because you have so many other weapons and so many other guys touching the football. So it wouldn't upset me if at the end of the day that the touches are the same or a little bit more in favor of Coleman. And Coleman from the standpoint of he probably catches more passes out of the backfield. Devontae probably leads this team in rushing attempts, but you put Coleman and let him catch the football and get him out in space. And I know it may not be a popular thing, but run him into the ground. I would squeeze every drop of juice out of Tevin Coleman I could this year and maximize what I get out of him. And obviously this offense, as we said, 232 to 205 from 281 to 149 the year before, this offense is getting more and more geared to, or you know, getting an equal amount of opportunity for both of these backs out there. And I hope we get back to, like I said, a lot more of throwing to our running backs. If, you know, a couple of years ago, Freeman had, 73 catches out of the backfield? That's a good thing, in my opinion. I'd much rather get those guys the ball out in space, get him and Coleman out there in some space, and let them do their thing. I think that's when this offense really, really gets it going out there. It's a dynamic duo to have, and it's obviously a good problem to have.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.